Biofilms protection from your own immune system. At the beginning of this book, I discussed two types of invasive pathogens. When your body is under attack from any pathogen, your immune system tries to defend your brain and body and get rid of the invader. To simplify the overall mechanism, your body has monitoring cells, tagging cells, signaling cells, killing cells, and more. Most are designed, in the end, to tell your killer cells to go after foreign invaders. One of your main killing cells is macrophages, which literally engulf and eat these foreign invaders. This intricate communication and defense system is designed not only to kill foreign invaders, but also to ensure your body doesn't mistake your own cells, your own tissues, with these foreign invaders. The latter is what goes wrong in autoimmunity. This process works for one type of invasion pathogen, and for most infections, this mechanism is extremely effective. However, for the other type of invasive pathogen, which is what this book's all about, this mechanism isn't effective. It isn't effective because this type of pathogen builds biofilms. Biofilms are nearly completely shielded from your immune system. Hence, my use of the word fortress to describe them. This means the previous paragraph is largely irrelevant when it comes to biofilm-producing pathogens, including Lyme and many of its co-infections. This is the first way that biofilm-producing species are resistant. Biofilm-producing species are largely shielded from your immune system. Let me repeat. Lyme is largely shielded from your immune system. But again, it runs deeper than that. In fact, your body still tries to attack these species within their biofilms and send killer cells, macrophages, to eat them, phagocytosis. But their efforts are futile, as some of your macrophages actually die in their attempts to kill bugs within the biofilm. Your immune system simply can't kill species with any effectiveness whatsoever if they're encased in biofilms. Let's summarize. The second commonality among life on this planet is that nothing really wants to die. In accordance with this trait, many pathogens, like Lyme, build biofilms to ensure their survival. Biofilm-producing species like Lyme are almost completely shielded from your immune system.